Did I see Dave Sims say something about you being on vacation? Somebody was telling me Dave Sims was saying something.
No, he just was asked about my comments about him taking that Sacramento weekend go to Seattle. You remember that whole conversation we had?
So I hope King Boomer is okay with that.
Yeah.
You jackass. Hey now.
So you remember we spoke the next that day.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, and I answered the phone saying, you know, this is Boomer's travel agency. How can I help you? That kind of thing.
Right, of course.
How's vacation going? And, you know, we laughed about it and everything. And then he told me he had a very personal reason as to why he needed to do what he did.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I said, cool. I said, I was just, you know, 40 days in. I thought, you know, it's a little early to take a couple, you know, take a weekend off. But when I realized that he had some sort of personal thing to do.
Yeah.
That it was, you know, I said, fine. Hey, just know that we listen to you every day and we'll play your highlights every day. And ultimately, you're going to find your way in our conversation every day.
Of course.
And he understood all of that. It was great. So I guess he gave some sort of, or somebody asked him about my commentary. And he did some yada, yada, yada thing.
Oh, did yada, he yada, yada, yada?
Yada, 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 yada. Yeah, something.
Wow.
And I'm like, well, I thought we had a conversation, but I guess he's uber sensitive over the whole thing.
Damn.
So.
I can't believe he yada, yada, yada you. That's disrespectful.
Well, he was telling the story about what he was doing, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, but that's directed towards you, yada, yada.
Well, I don't know if it's directed towards me or not.
100%. Yada, yada is like, oh, yeah, he's, you know, there's Boomer, yada, yada, yada. You know what I'm saying?
He was talking about his son, and then he said yada, 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 I think.
That's a weird place to put yada, if you're asking me.
Yeah, I don't know. But he was the one who basically said he blew off the Sacramento A's.
He
did say that.
Of course.
And that people in his business do take vacations. It's just that the guy that he replaced never took a vacation.
Yeah, of course.
That was the impetus behind it.
Well, but there's people like when this was going on and even recently that are like, oh, you know, Boomer took vacation in the summer. Mm-hmm. It's not apples to apples. Like, yes, we get vacation days. This was 40 games in. It was his first year doing the Yankees broadcast, and they get like. Potentially October if they don't make the playoffs, but then November, December, January, and then most of February completely off.
Yeah.
Before they're back. So, I mean, it's a little bit different.
He was replacing a legend who never took off.
Yeah.
Until the later years, until he got into his 80s.
So that's why that
was the discussion point.
I got to look at this yada now and see if this is a disrespectful yada, 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 or just like a... You know, casual yada, yada, yada.
No, somebody asked him, and he responded, and I thought it was put to bed, but I guess not.
No, he wants to keep it alive, huh?
I guess so.
Jermaine Illuminor was the Giant that did a weekly spot with BT and Sal.
Okay.
It's a big one.
Yeah, big one. He ended up starting for him.
Drew in Woodbury. What's going on, Drew?
Hey, guys. I was just calling in because I was listening to the Yankee game last week on the radio, and Emmanuel Babari and Ricky Ricardo did an absolutely fantastic job together. It was the best broadcast I heard in years. They should be there all the time. It was wonderful.
Wow. That is really, I mean, that is high praise, huh?
You can sit on my face.
Yes.
Let's see. Dave... I see this whole thing. Why'd you miss this game, the Mariners? And he said he had to go somewhere else. I don't see yada. I'm looking for yada. And by the way, once again, shout out to Emmanuel Babari for he sat on that one.
Yes, he's playing into it.
I mean, did he delete yada, yada, yada? Because I don't see it. I'm all the way back to June 23rd.
No. I think this came out either yesterday or the day before, I think. Maybe it was awful announcing?
Yeah, but did he talk to awful announcing?
Yeah, that's what I think, yeah.
I'm looking at his tweets. It was on the awful announcing podcast. So he said yada, yada, yada.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So there's not going to be like a transcription of this. Oh, here we go. Dave Sims responds. Here it is. You got to alert me to these things a little bit sooner, Boomer, you know?
Oh, I just got alerted last night.
Dave Sims responds to Boomer Esiason's criticism over time off from Yankees radio, Boomer.
Penis!
I also saw where... I also saw where Craig Carton could be reportedly headed back to WFAN.
Oh, yeah. On the table.
Right.
Saw that.
That
on
show got table. Canceled again?
I think it got canceled once before.
Well, it was the Craig Carton show that got canceled. Then it came back as something else, a new iteration.
Yeah, the Breakfast Bowl with another guy, I know, Danny Parkins and Schlereth.
Yeah, so I guess that got canceled.
So, quote, Dave Sims, it's not like I took time off Labor Day in the middle of a pennant race.
So, okay.
Let's see. I'm sorry, I love Dave Sims, but unless there's something major going on I don't know about. What are you doing?
I said what right?
That was you.
There's something major going on. What are you doing? Why are you taking off so early?
Here we go. People in our business, this is Dave Sims.
Okay.
Quote, people in our business, in this line of business, take time off. I have a son in Seattle, and the three games I blew off were in... I blew off. He did say that.
Yeah.
Three games I blew off were in Sacramento. If you look at the schedules of just about every broadcaster in the major leagues, they take time off. It's not like I took time off Labor Day in the middle of a pennant race. It was May, almost middle of May, and I wanted to see my son. It was the only time we were going to be going out west, and we had some things to take him to, yada, yada, yada. Okay, so that wasn't a yada to you. That was just a, like, we had to do this stuff. I'm not going to give you the details, yada. I thought he was doing like a Boomer said, yada, 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 but he didn't do that.
No, no.
We had to take him to yada, 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 and I wasn't going to make my wife do that. Oh, you have the full audio? You're probably just going to hear what I just read, but maybe there's more to it. So there you go.
If you look at the schedules of just about every broadcaster in the major leagues, they take time off. And it's not like I took time off Labor Day in the middle of a pennant race. It was May, middle May, almost middle May. And I wanted to see my son, and it was the only time we were going to be going out west. And we had some things we had to, take to him, yada, yada, yada. And I was going to make my wife do that. Radio station said, fine, you got X amount of days off. Those are some of the days you want to take off. Hey, you're good. We got you covered. Don't worry about it. Safe travels.
There's what he said. Still talking about it. He did get asked about it.
Yeah.
It's not like he brought it up on his own. He got asked about it.
But. Like I said, when I said what I said, the precursor was, unless there's something major going on that I don't know about, meaning a family issue.
Right.
Which then now he's opened up and said, yes, we had a family issue.
Yeah. Yeah. Yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada.
Right. Okay. No, I mean, it's covered. You don't have to explain yourself to me.
But the point being is that the guy that he replaced never took off.
Mm.
That's the point.
It's part of the point. Yeah. And also, it's like you just started type of thing, you know?
Right.
There was that.
And you're replacing a guy who never took off, man. And he was, it's almost impossible to replace that guy.
Yeah. Well, we know. Yeah.
Yeah. And we said that it was going to be tough.
Indeed. You think it's still tough? You think he's doing a good job?
I don't really hear them that much.
Oh, okay.
Yada, yada, yada. Hope you enjoyed taking off all of July, Boomer, you meathead. Hey, now, Superman was terrible. Suck it, Boomer.
Wow, Dave. Wow, man. You have to tell you what, he is on the ball.
Unbelievable.
A little assist from Izzo.
Of course, we know. Good job, Tom. But, that is not the real Dave Sims. That is AI Dave Sims. And anything that says AI Dave Sims says, we cannot be emotionally or physically or legally responsible for anything. So don't sue us.